Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Old School. Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan. Nate says he has an announcement coming out of the break, man.
Well, I always love when the text line helps us out on this, because Tater says Nate's jumping on the bandwagons. Well, Tater, Wet Blanket takes receipts, and he says, own your TCU take. You are one of the first people on the TCU bandwagon. Be proud. You are right. That is true. Since day one, when TCU, I believe they were like 4-0 or 5-0, I said they were going to run the table. Mm-hmm. I said they were going to win the Big 12 and they were going to go to the college football playoff. And you know what Strick did? He called me a fool and he laughed in my face. Who's laughing now? How about that?
You've been pretty ornery the last few days,
have,
man.
I have. That's a big reason why I want TCU to win, is because I said this since the beginning and no one wanted to believe in TCU. But you know what? I believed in TCU. Someone had to.
That's good. You know, hopefully your love for TCU brings them to the promised land, and somehow they find out about it all the way up here in Lincoln, and they give you an honorary pass.
That would be awesome. Yeah, a key to the city?
Key to the city, or just be the guy that they bring out, you know, to do the halftime show to the football thrower.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I do it for all those TCU alum that never had the chance to go to a championship game. The Andy Daltons, the LaDainian Tomlinsons. That's about the extent of the list that I've got. But for those guys, the guys that were never able to make it.
Never able to make it?
Yeah, TCU went undefeated with Andy Dalton, and they left him out.
Yeah, they were garbage then, though.
Come on now. What are we
doing? But then they went to the Rose Bowl and beat the brakes off of Wisconsin.
I know, and that's why they should have made it then, too.
Yeah, you know. So this is payback then.
This is payback.
Do you think anybody on the college football committee really remembers that?
I hope they do. I don't know. They probably do.
Doubtful. But.
All right, Wet Blanket, we're not going to bring that up. I also know.
What'd he say? Oh, no, we're going to get this. He said you picked Nebraska to win 10 games?
No, I said 9.
Oh. Well, you still were off by 5, but
yeah.
All good. Nate, a lot of comings and goings, a lot of stuff going on around the football program. What do you think, number one, of the guys going in the transfer portal? So that's a little bit of the downer. Always want to end it on good stuff. And then also, what do you think of the energy – and the work and the recruiting of the new staff, including Matt Rhule?
From what
you've seen on social media.
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the Satterfield hire. Every single graphic and stat I've seen so far is the last two games he's coached. I know that South Carolina fans, and Jay, you know this, as from Virginia, I've got a lot of friends that went to South Carolina, and they didn't speak very highly of him, so we'll just wait and see. I don't want to judge him until – hey, that's fine. I don't want to judge him until he comes in and coaches at Nebraska, and then we can talk about that too. And as for the transfer portal, I think Ernest Hausman needs to be a top priority for the staff.
Right.
I think I know that they have, because it seems like they've already started hitting the ground running, but you need to be in his ear talking to him, his family, now. You cannot wait, because he is going to be – I talked Strick about this, is that there's a couple guys that enter the transfer portal, and it's a little bit of a head scratcher. Okay, he's going to be a hot commodity.
Yeah, you think he is?
He's going
to
be a hot
commodity.
Do you think
he's in the transfer portal to get re-recruited to make sure he's making the right decision? Because they don't have – like it's, they don't. You didn't have to get into it right now because I think, you know, he'd be a hot commodity regardless he went in. They haven't hired officially a linebacker coach or a defensive coordinator. So it's not like he met with somebody and it wouldn't be a match. So do you think it's to get a bigger NIL deal?
I don't know.
And I can't fault him for that because it is business.
It is business.
As we've just seen.
I don't know if it's NIL deal, but Strick brought up this point too, and I think this probably has to play into it, is that you got to look at Henrich, a sophomore, and Reimers, a junior. So depending on if those guys are healthy, I mean, are you going to be splitting reps? Is there somewhere else you can go where you're going to be the guy? I don't know, but you look at his, I guess, ceiling. As of right now, it looks like it's pretty high. I mean, you come in as a freshman and you perform like that at the Big Ten level. I think he needs to be a priority, and maybe he's looking around. Maybe he's looking for a better situation. Maybe it is because Nebraska is flipping their coaching staff. I don't know. Right. I don't know what all goes into that, but I know that for Nebraska to build that foundation like we always talk about. I think he's a good guy to start out with.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way he's played, obviously you're a young kid coming from Columbus, Nebraska. It's a huge jump.
Right.
And ever since he's been, he was an early enrollee, obviously physically ready to play. The speed and quickness and closing speed obviously was on display. And I think the really good thing is that down the stretch is when he probably had his best game. So, you know, he got in there early against, you know, Northwestern and some teams. Struggled a little bit, didn't lose confidence, kept working at it, and then he was a better player when he started playing afterwards. And obviously ended the season as one of the better defensive players. And we have a text coming in from Pecan Pie. Yes, all three could play if they're in the 4-3, and I think that's the good thing, especially coming out of two of your main guys injured. You know, you can kind of split the reps, and Ernest Hausman is obviously young enough and doesn't have a lot of injury history where he can play all three downs and has the speed and capabilities of it. The other guys were a little surprising, but not surprised because you just never know, you know, what they're going to do. I think the biggest things that, you know, number one, I think Ernest Hausman is the priority number one.
Absolutely.
1B, I think, is Casey Thompson. And I think Casey said he wants to come back, and I think that would be priority 1B for me. Number two, I would talk to O'Shawn Mathis. One, because I just came from the pros, you know, meaning, you know, Coach Rule. Then two, trying to find out what he's really looking for. Are you going to the pros? Or are you leaning towards going to the pros because it's a new coaching staff? Or did you not like the scheme that you were in? And then really get up there and re-recruit them and show them in this scheme, this is what we've done. This is the only way we've done it. You're not going to be playing in a 4-I. I know his mom was talking about in a 4-I. That's not his deal. We're going to play you, and you have some sort of Big 12 connection because, you know, obviously, you know, Matt Rhule used to be in Baylor and say, this is the way we're going to play you. This is the way we see – the only thing we see you from TCU making plays is being on the edge and making plays. So this is what we're going to have you do. And see if it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
They have a lot of young talent, and Jamari Butler, Garrett Nelson, I would obviously, you know, be up there, right. You know, 1C, you know, and all of them are ones and making sure, because he's a cornerstone from a leadership standpoint, had a really good year last year. You know, so those are the things that you want to do, but, the transfer portal is inevitable.
And it's going to be a tough spot for Nebraska too, because all these kids get a free transfer because the coach left.
Right.
So it's, even if these guys have transferred before, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You get a free transfer. So it could, the dominoes could start falling.
Yeah, it is. The dominoes can start falling, and that's just, that's just a part of college football right now. I mean, you got to think Cade McNamara was a all Big Ten quarterback last year, took him to the college football playoffs, good enough to do that, lost out in a quote-unquote QB competition, was a captain before that, and he went into transfer portal, was probably there for 3 minutes, and he's going to be in Iowa City.
I was about to say, out of all places, Iowa, that kind of worries me. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I think he probably jumped the gun a little bit too quick because all Iowa's receivers are in the portal. Keegan Johnson's in the portal, and another receiver's in the portal as well, number 10, I think. He's the one that fumbled the punt. So I just think that, the evolution of college football is this is a former free agency. You might not like it, but you got to be willing to, you know, devil it and dive in it and be effective at it as well in your own way. You know, I don't believe you need to kind of operate out of desperation, but then also you make, you know, true good choices that fit your not only your scheme but your culture and good players that want to play football, and you'll be okay. So imagine there'll be a little bit more movement, you know, as in as the things go on. I don't think they've picked the offensive line coach, linebacker coach, or defensive coordinator, and there's one more, I think, or receiver coach. So we'll see where we end up at. But on the other side, you know, you've seen just on social media, and I haven't really talked to anybody, but you see that those coaches are out trying to make a difference, or at least, sitting down with multiple coaches. I saw Gary Sharp said that he talked to one of the local coaches up in Omaha, and they said that it's the best feeling that they had of being, from a coach at Nebraska, being receptive in just relationship since Frank Solich. So that lets you know it's, you know, somewhat genuine, hopefully. And, then the other coaches, I think you've seen Coach Foley. He tweeted out that he had a Runza. You know, I don't know if he had a Runza or he got a Runza cheeseburger, but he had some Runza. And, he was definitely encouraged to go to Machacho's and some other stuff in, you know, other places in Nebraska. So, you know, Pot Roast has been out. He's just showing you that they're up early, they're working. And that's what, you know, one of the big things and qualities that Trev was looking at, not only in the head coach, but all the assistant coaches have to reflect the head coach.
And so, you talked about that too. You knew Matt Rhule was going to come in here and work, if nothing else.
If nothing else is going to work, so then you're going to win more games there, you know. And, you know, and just not just coming in working hard, but actually, you know, getting some stuff done. So, you know, I think it's a good step. It's a long process. It's going to be continuous all through. You know, there's no days off for him. You know, this has started and – you know, I think they have two windows for the transfer portal. So you have to make sure, you know, you're forecasting who could potentially go in the portal, who you could get out of the portal. Because, you know, after spring ball, and guys might see where they're at. They might like where they're at, might not like where they're at, might be forecasting the new guys coming in. They might get injured, so you might have a little bit of, movement there. So it's an evolution of college football. But I think the new staff has done a good job of trying to embrace it in their own way and under, you know, high scrutiny. You know, when you come in, you know, as if you have a head coach that's getting paid, you know, I guess on average $9 million, not only is he under pressure, all the assistants are under pressure because the assistants are judged by their position group and how well he does, I guess, on the recruiting trail. But then you're also judged by the head coach as well, because if the team is losing, they're blaming the head coach, then they're automatically blaming the assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, you know, then it can just, you know, spiral out of control. So,
right.
You know, the first impression is the best impression, and he's making a, you know, good impression on the high school coaches, and that's all you can do around here. I mean, the thing, you know, I think the whole, you know, thing with Matt Rhule, you know, has kind of settled down a little bit, and, you know, tends to only come back up because I know he's been doing a little bit of the media rounds and some podcasts. I don't know if they're pre-recorded taking the Nebraska job or recently. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It's, this is where we are. This is the new Nebraska. This is it. I mean, this is, you know, I know what it took to win. I've seen other teams take what we did to win, but this is the new Nebraska. And so, you know, hopefully we're making the right steps and getting back to, you know, respectability. And then after that, everything kind of takes care of itself. And on paper, Nate, it's easy. Just do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, if it was Nebraska would have won the Big Ten West this year. So
you do 1, 2, 3, 4. The hard thing is doing it. And I don't know if it was the kiss of death for Nebraska to be the sexy pick in the offseason. Remember, everybody was picking. Remember when it came out? I always say this. People that write articles for, like, you know, On Three or something, all you got to do is say something good about Nebraska or something that, like, is offbeat, off basis. You're going to increase your Twitter followers by, like, thousands in the droves because people are going to, you know, light you up on the Twitter feed. So we'll see. You know, I think it's, you know, nothing can be more than positive right now where it's going. Everybody's, you know, under the direction of new leadership, and time will tell. There's plenty of time. There's no reason to draw conclusions right now. And, you know, one of the best things I've heard somebody said, nobody at this point of where we're at is immune to criticism. And you're also not immune to praise as well. So if you can do that both ways, right? Criticize when criticism is legitimately needed and give praise when it's legitimately needed or warranted, nobody should have a problem with it, you know? And I think if we could just, you know, go about our business, you know, keep our head down and put good days and stack good days on top of each other, we'll be okay.
I agree.
Yeah. There it is. We agree. There it is. We agree.
We do. How about that? Now you agree that
TCU should be in no matter what?
TCU should be in no matter what.
I'm getting there. I'm just seeing the look on your face of disappointment. I hate to disappoint you. We'll see if that changes by the time we come out of the break. Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan, Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.